The expanse of literature in halacha is tremendous. And that is because Klal Yisrael, Bli Ayin Hara, has been Amal and Torah and has been Masik Shmaita Aliba de Hilchasa going back, really, from Moshe Rabbeinu, but particularly in written form from the time of the Mishnayos. There are, however, topics that due to societal changes and norms, there's less that has been written about those topics. And I'm thinking about the halachos of pets. In our Gemara, in Ksubas Amem Aleph Amabez, we learn that Chazal looked at a certain type of pet in a very, very critical way, and, of course, attributed an Isser D'Oraisa to that. And that is someone who raises a Kelev Rab Abeso, a dog that would damage and do harm. This, the Gemara tells us, is an Isser D'Oraisa L'Sosim D'Amid B'Veisecha. But how do Chazal, Rishonim and Achronim, look at the concept of raising pets? How do they look at it, and how do we approach it today? So there is a similar Gemara to the one that we saw, a couple of them, in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And we'll focus, the Gemara on Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, points out that not only is it prohibited to raise pets, a dog that would be dangerous, but also animals that are not dangerous, but are not productive to Eretz Yisrael, there also should not be raised in Eretz Yisrael. For example, the Gemara says, "Ein megadlim mehem adaka b'Eretz Yisrael." Rashi explains, because it consumes the field. So, in Eretz Yisrael, there were takanos not to raise animals that would be destructive to the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says as well, this is not only behemos, it also applies to chayos. Rabbi Shmuel says that when it comes to dogs that serve hunters, that would be mutter. Similarly, the Gemara says that when it comes to cats that would eat mice, that would be mutter as well. So we see that Chazal already speak about pets that serve a utilitarian function as being mutter. However, it is interesting, the Aliba de Hilchasa in the Masifta Gemaras quotes Shailas Uchuvas that seem to be quite critical of raising pets in general. And that is raising behemos that are from a behema tame that doesn't have a utilitarian purpose. They quote Shailas Uchuvas Mayim Alacha, that quotes a medrash in Vayikra Rava. An interesting story. Rav Shimba Tachlifta was raising certain kosher animals, and he saw that there was a non-kosher bird who had also settled a nest over there. This is in Vayikra Rabba, Perchav Beis Dalid. And he said, "Ma mevakesh ov tamei ze bepardes sheli? What is this ov tamei doing in my pardes?" And he took away that ov tamei. It sounds like that there's something negative in raising an ov tamei that doesn't have any particular purpose. The Beis Yosef, though, I would point out, doesn't seem to paskin this way from the Sefer Mayim Halacha, and we'll also point out other Rishonim of that position as well. The Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin discusses an important halacha, and that is that even though nevela is mutter, non-kosher food is mutter for hana, that you're allowed to sell it, but you're not, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan to have schora, to make a business out of it. So raising animals that would be killed to have a business out of that, that would be aser. However, the Beis Yosef points out from the Archos Chaim that iser will only apply for someone who's doing it for business. And therefore, the Archos Chaim does raise an issue of making business out of animals that are tameh. However, it's clear that he says it's only in iser lihistaker. However, it seems that in terms of having a pet that is a behema tmeya or a chaya behema or chaya tmeya, so then in such a case, that would not be problematic. Nevertheless, the Yamshel Shlomo in Perek Zayin in Bava Kamma says that one should not raise dogs. But he says that that is only dogs that have the potential to be violent or have no particular purpose for humans. And he says, he does say, that those that are used for hunting or lenoi babayis in such a case would be mutter. So it would seem to be that the Yam Shel Shlomo and the Beis Yosef are all against the Sefer Mayim Halacha, who say that it would be usher. I'd like to bring another raya, and that gets us to another fascinating discussion, la halacha, and that is from a relatively well-known machlokas between the Maharach Or Zerua and the Tshuvas Harash. And that is in regards to pets. The Maharach Or Zerua was talking about birds that had a beautiful song. Sounds like something like a parakeet or something like that. And Maharach Or Zerua says that even though the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Balei Chayim are muktza on Shabbos, that doesn't apply to, it would seem, pets. If you're using them for a shashua, a toy, so then in such a case the Maharach Or Zerua holds that they're not going to be muktza. The Tshuvas Harash, this is in Simin Sadi Aleph, the Tshuvas Harash is not in front of me, but the Tshuvas Harash says that they would be muktza. So I would like to be medayik that both the Maharach Or Zerua and the Rosh seem to be talking about, at first glance, clearly birds that we don't have a mesora that we could eat. Nevertheless, they seem to say that it would be only an issue of muktza, and the Maharach Or Zerua is mekel, while the Rosh is oser. There's no mention of this medrash. It could be Reb Shimon ben Tachlafta was trying to create a certain environment of only behemos and ofos tahoros for whatever reason he was motivated by, either from a Kabbalistic perspective, but in a case of where pets are clearly providing a function, and we'll discuss in a moment what context that might be, in such a case, I'm not aware of any halachic source that prohibits it, except from these later achronim, and it would seem to me that it would be permissible to have a pet, even if it's a behemot meh. Of course, it needs to be emphasized. Chazal were extremely critical and said one could possibly be over an Isur D'Oraisa if the pet is dangerous to people in the home, or dangerous to others, even if it's not dangerous to the owners, but if it's dangerous to others, it would be an Isur D'Oraisa to raise such a pet. In regards to the halacha of Shabbos, so here there is a fascinating halacha that Reb Shlomo Zalman said in regards to dogs. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who said that based on the Maharach Or Zerua, he thought it would be allowed for someone who has a dog that clearly helps them. For example, the example that Reb Shlomo Zalman was talking about was a blind person, that if there was someone who was blind who had a seeing eye dog, he thought definitely one could be makeup. In regards to what we would call stam pets, you know, the kids have hamsters or the kids have other things, and of course dogs, whether one could be metaltel them, we're not talking about walking them on a leash, but touching them and playing with them and so on. So here, I know there are poskim that are makel. The Messiah that I had from Rav Nevensal Shlita was that he thought that practically, even though there is this heter for Reb Shlomo Zalman, in a case of where the utility is really important for Shabbos, he thought in general one should not be metaltel pets on Shabbos. This is a little bit of background of a topic that has been discussed less because it was not as common. Today, pets are used also for therapeutic contexts. Some have pointed out to me that during COVID, there was an increase of people getting pets. And in general, there's an understanding that for certain children, pets could be very, very therapeutic. And so we discussed the halachos of raising pets, having them in one's home, even if they're behema tmeya, and then the question of whether they're muktza on Shabbos. These are some of the interesting topics that emerge from that sugya on Mem Aleph Mitzvahs.